This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Cody, and guess what?
What it do, boom.
It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's your friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't make
then add in Manscaped's top of the line shower products to have the people thinking all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Is it K100 by the way, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To tell you a little about the product, this is our favorite product, by the way, and it's one of our biggest sellers because people have heard about this, like we talk about it all the time. But the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. There's everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product from the Best Selling Performance Package Plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. I know a lot of wrestling fans could use that. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. And the Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer is my favorite, and the Weed Whacker Nose and Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4000K LED light, so you can light the way just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now that you have groomed candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package of shower products. All of Manscaped shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan. Joe, I know you love that.
Very important.
Made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant with Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 sitting under the tree is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer. An incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100 manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Bro, first of all, Manscaped Boys has funny ads. And the second thing is, it's incredible. and they just keep adding shit. Because like when we first got it, all they gave you was like the razor and maybe like a conditioner and the briefs, remember? Yeah. And the leather bag. And now they've been adding all this extra stuff, you know.
Yeah, deodorant.
They got nose clipper, nose clipper, deodorant. So, you know, keep yourself clean, keep yourself groomed, keep yourself hygienic. And this product works. We all use it. It's a great product. Get your Manscaped. Boom.
Is Matt Cardona going to be the next big thing in pro wrestling? Hello, Conan Disco. Matt Cardona is a name that keeps getting a heap of praise for his recent work away from WWE. Many of us know that the man formerly known as Zack Ryder is loaded with charisma and has been that way for a long time. Most recently, he was ranked number 13 in the PWI 500.
Ooh. Wait 1 minute.
Wow. Good. This is the Brian Dunlap guy. This is the guy that's like the supermark in the YouTube comments, supposedly. If Cardona were returned to WWE, do you think he would continue his momentum all the way to a singles world title win? Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre both left WWE as lower card competitors return as big name stars. Will Cardona follow in their footsteps and perhaps surpass both of them? No. All right. Next one's from what a stupid question. Yeah. Will he come back to WWE and surpass Cody and Drew McIntyre? It's like no. Because he's ranked number 13 in the PWI.
But they could use him because
he's experienced
and polished and he's talented.
Yeah, and he was a big fan favorite at a time too.
Next is from Hank Beanie, and the subject is Chelsea Green, WWE return. Hey, guys. Last week, Hughie reached out to me and said that my questions put up the best numbers on YouTube. He is right. I checked the stats. Last week, Disco breezed through my question. I understand that you guys can't do a deep dive in every question. However, Disco, it was probably in the best interest of the show to give the top draw of the mailbag more time.
You're not the top draw of the mailbag. Okay, you're not even a draw.
This is his question.
I'm not liking his energy.
Smug.
Yeah, suspend this guy, Joe.
Yeah.
He's suspended.
He's coming up here trying to get up.
He's talking about how we should really put a lot of credence into his questions. He wants to talk about Chelsea Green.
Mm-hmm.
The dirt sheets are reporting that Chelsea Green is returning to the WWE. She and Matt Cardona were the hottest acts on the indies. What do you guys think of Triple H bringing her back, and do you think they will bring in Matt Cardona as well? Thank you, and that's from Handsome Hank. Handsome Hank suspended. That's your new name now.
Handsome Hank. Wow.
Yeah, Handsome Hank is suspended. I like Cardona. I think he's a good talent, but like, you know, if they bring it back, you know, he's not gonna win the world title. Maybe he will. Who knows? You know, I mean, until they bring it back, like, who cares?
Well, if they're gonna bring Chelsea back, which I did see reported that she wrapped up with Impact, I mean, it would only make sense to bring Matt with her and have that as the act, you know, instead of her solo floundering in the women's division.
Well, here's this guy, Brian Dunlap. He's got another question, so he's suspended.
That's a suspension.
Yeah. Should Daddy Mac, Magic, and Angel Parker be the next Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion? Hello, Conan and Disco. Since the Jericho Appreciation Society is doing a hostile takeover of the ROH brand, should they also go after the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, or would the pairing of Daddy Magic, Matt Menard, and Cool Hand Angelo Parker be the best candidates to take the Ring of Honor gold off of FTR? Chris Jericho's Ring of Honor World Champion, Daniel Garcia, has a pure title that leaves the rest of the JAS without a Ring of Honor title to their name. It's my belief that Daddy Magic has really stepped up his game since siding with Jericho to be the most improved out of everyone who joined the group. A couple weeks ago, Bray Wyatt did a return promo on SmackDown, but what stood out to me the most that night of wrestling was Daddy Magic talking about what makes his nipples hard on AEW Rampage. First of all, they should have the TNA tag team titles. Not the Ring of Honor titles.
You mean the AEW tag titles, right?
Yeah, the AEW tag team titles.
Yeah.
Well, not the Ring of Honor tag team titles. Nobody gives a rat's ass about that shit. You know?
Yeah, but
I know they're trying to get a Ring of Honor deal, but that brand is bringing those characters down. You know, I'm sorry, it just is. Conan, you getting a comment?
Yeah. I would agree with that, bro. Yeah. But they're obviously putting a lot of time putting the title on Jericho, and Jericho's facing our future. Past ROH champions, and they keep bringing it up because obviously they really want that TV deal. But I just think the brand is kind of jaded, stale, and nobody gives a fuck. I really don't think it's that big of a deal, you know. But if they can make some money off of them, hey, you know, respect.
Some Ganto Chanko, subject is, does WWE still need MGF? What's up, K100? Hope you're all doing well. My question is that, as you can see, the subject is, does WWE still need MJF? He's probably the best young talent in the business currently. His talent is there for everyone to see. However, in the last year, there have been a lot more young guys with potential who could be WWE's future and plug the hole they had of an aging roster. Braun Breaker is the future of wrestling in 5 years. He's awesome. Austin Theory has tons of potential. Gabe Stevenson is unproven but the most legit man in wrestling. And the Creed brothers, Carmelo Hayes, is small but oozes charisma. Do you think this weakens MJF's leverage in any potential negotiations?
No.
No, I don't. No, of course not. He's talented. But each company's going to want this kid. Whenever his contract comes up, everybody's going to want him. That's a good spot.
And plus, the rumor is that his contract ain't going to come up. That when he re-signed for a long time, but they're just having that as part of his story that he could leave. But yeah, the word is that he's not leaving.
He errored. He made an error in signing for a long time. He'd blow up in WWE. He's not going to blow up in AEW. Next is from Jason Turpin, and somebody's Alex Rodriguez. Hey, guys. Disco, my Panthers and your Falcons played an incredible game. Yes, it was. I'm not even mad that we lost.
Bro, you're lucky that motherfucker took his helmet off like a J-Bone.
That was not luck. Panthers are now a respectable team since we fired that bum and still have a decent shot at the division. My question is about Alex Rodriguez. I was listening to the archive and I heard Josh Towers bury A-Rod, calling him disrespectful and a bad person. I saw a clip on Discord where Conan brought out a young A-Rod during a WCW match. Conan, what were your experiences like with A-Rod and how did you meet him? Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. I remember Conan brought, when we were in Fort Lauderdale, we wrestled the arena there, and Conan brought Alex Rodriguez backstage. But this is before, this is when he was young. He was like a young stud. He wasn't like the seasoned veteran that had the PED issues. Or, you know, he was like his third, fourth year in the league back then, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember he was very shy, which is hard to believe. Very shy. Didn't want to come out on TV. It was in Fort Lauderdale. My cousin, who's one of the biggest fucking hustlers in Miami's history, knew him, and he introduced him to me. And so we went out that night, but he was kind of like not really a partier. He was worried about what his girlfriend was thinking. He was kind of like a snowflake, you know? And I was like, bro, you're boring as fuck. But, cause we were wild back then. Remember?
Yeah.
We were on the go and he was probably like, who are these fucking animals I'm around, you know?
Yeah. Next is from Daniel French, and the subject is the NWO. Question for Conan, Disco, and Joe. Is the Bloodline the greatest faction booking since the NWO glory days? The gimmick has been going on for just over 2 years. I can't think of a single angle or segment they've done that sucked. They made the title seem important again. The merch is so cool, and Roman doesn't that often. Just like Hogan didn't during his NWO days, so whenever we do see him wrestle, we have to tune in. Also, do you guys think that the Bloodline cracking up on SmackDown or no one getting backstage heat or fired for it is a perfect example of how WWE has changed since Vince left? Why would they get fired
for that? That was a great segment.
The Bloodline storyline has been fantastic. He's right. They haven't had a bad segment in like 2 years now, and you're just showing how good these guys are. You know, like Jey Uso's great, Sammy's great. You know, even Solo Sikoa just standing there. Expressionless, you know, folks. I mean, they're all just so good in their roles, you know? It's good stuff.
Do you think it's the best faction on TV since the NWO?
No, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty close.
Cody, you got any comments on this?
Yeah, probably best faction since NWO and DX, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Next is from Kenneth F. McAllister and somebody's Vince McMahon question. Sup, K-Dog, D.I., and Joe. My question is about Vince McMahon. Will he get the respect he deserves for making Roman into the megastar he is today? From about 2011 to now, people have been saying Vince has lost his touch and couldn't create any new stars, and he proved everyone wrong with Roman. I will admit there was some time there where they looked lost, but Vince stubbornly stayed the course, and since 2019, Roman has hands down been the man in the entire business. From Hogan in 83 to Roman at the end of Vince's run 40 years later, Vince has to go down as the best ever, right? No other promoter lasted as long or had as many top guys he made. Of course.
Yeah, I don't think that's much.
Like, who else is going to go down? Who's going to go down in history as a better promoter than Vince McMahon?
Right, nobody.
Dorian Roldan. Not really up for debate. Why don't you just be honest and say Dorian Roldan? Is that your boss, Dorian?
Not yet.
Right. Next one's from Matthew Ince, and subject is Boring Wyatt. According to Bill Boddy, Bray Wyatt is total creative control in his new run with the WWE. So does that mean that Bray Wyatt should get the blame for all of it being kind of dull? Seems like Bray's big creative genius ideas. Form another faction. He's been a Nexus Wyatt family. Now he wants to do a faction gimmick again. I'm not trying to be a Bray Wyatt hater, but what I need from him is a storyline. Bray Wyatt versus someone. Not Bray Wyatt coming out to the ring and doing his self-help therapy promos. Is he boring? I thought about this Friday night. It is kind of underwhelming so far. He needs to start a feud with somebody. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
or else it's going to, like, just doing these promos is, I'm not, you know, what am I investing in? There's no antagonist, you know? What do you think, Conan?
He just got back, bro. It's like his third promo, so let it unwind and we'll see what happens. I think he's different. He's creative. This was not the best of the promos he's done, but I did like how the old man came out, Mr. Howdy or whatever his name was.
Uncle Howdy.
Saying that he was lying.
Yeah.
So that kind of, I was like, okay, I kind of like that little swerve at the end.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Wyatt fan, but I would agree with what Conan said. It's just getting started, so let's pump the brakes a little bit, you know.
Next is from Niall Foster, and the subject is next debut. As many pointed out before, Tony Khan's main booking plan usually goes around having a big debut to pop a rating. Just recently, Bill Goldberg said that only his WWE contract running out in about 3 weeks, but that he hasn't had any extension conversation with WWE either. So it's looking that by Christmas, Goldberg is going to be out of work. What do you think of the realistic possibilities of Goldberg signing with AEW? People may not like Goldberg, but he's a draw, and his name brings in casuals. AEW could really do with that. What do all three of you guys think? Well, they're not doing anything with Miro. They're not doing anything with Lance Archer. There's so many guys that they're not doing anything with. I was like, I'm not confident that they bring in a guy like Goldberg. They're going to have anything to do with. They're going to know what to do with him. You know?
Right. Look at Sting.
Right. Next is from Wayne Grohlfein, and the subject is turtles. Joe, please play this clip first before the question is read out. All right.
Is scheduled for one fall. Currently in the ring. Hailing from Terrytown, Texas, weighing 500 pounds combined, Tom and Terry, the Toxic Turtles.
All right, that's enough. So the question is, this idea came from Cornette and thinks it's the single worst booking idea of all time. He thought that men could play animals in wrestling. Cornette sits on his high horse and trash modern-day WWE or AEW booking, but nothing will ever come close to this level of bad. Plus, isn't Cornette the guy who wanted Batista to be a sea creature? Is Jim Cornette the worst booker of all time? No, I find it hard to believe that this is his idea.
Well, he did. He had a ninja turtle in Smoky Mountain named Cowabunga. So maybe that's where the guy gets that idea. I don't know if he came. I always heard that it was Dwayne Gill and the other guy that came up with the idea and the outfits for that. But Cornette did use a ninja turtle.
Well, honestly, if Cornette was a promoter, like, you know, he was probably trying to channel into the kids.
Right. They were very popular back then because we had ninja turtles in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Right. Next is from Nick Reed. The subject is engaging with the Marks. Good day, fellas. Glenn recently said on Twitter that you're a professional wrestler and criticism from a mark with a podcast bothers you when you make it public. Hardly anyone is going to be invested into your poor performance and career. Yes, I did tweet that. This is in reference to the AEW females and JD from New York. I then got an argument with Marks. He said, you do the same thing. But I told him it's because you're a podcaster, not an active wrestler. Then they said you'd have done the same thing back in the day if Twitter was around when you were an active wrestler. My question for Glenn and Conan is, would you engage with fans and Marks in any way if Twitter and podcasts were around back then? That's from Nick. Absolutely not. I didn't even respect the dirt sheet guys back then, you know, because like these guys were, you know, they weren't in the business. Like the business was like a close knit community, you know, like we were all like we were in the insiders and the fans were the Marks. Now it's like, you know, if the word mark is kind of offensive to people, so we don't use it. But that's the way we felt. You know, what do you got a comment on this, Conan?
What's the question?
Would you have engaged with fans and Marks in any way if Twitter and podcasts were around back then? I would not have broken character on Twitter. I would have stayed in my Discord character the entire time.
Well, what about WCW Live? That was kind of a podcast.
You're right about that. But nobody listened to that. That's like, we knew that was a very small community of people listening to us. You know what I'm saying? So that's like if we would have known that, like, WC, like, if we were vocal to where we knew that Eric was listening to our show, we wouldn't have said half the stuff we said, you know. But we were just clowning on that show, basically.
What about you, Conan? Would you have used Twitter or been on a podcast back in the late 90s if they were around?
What?
Would you have utilized Twitter back in the late 90s or been on a podcast out of character and shit like that?
I'm sure
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably.
Next is from Disco Mammon, and the subject is home. Other than where you live, what other cities would be desirable to live in? Marietta, Georgia, and Las Vegas, Nevada is my answer to that question.
Yeah, I'd like to live near Vegas. There's always something going on, and there's always work if you want it, need it, and I just liked it every time I've been there. Conan?
If it didn't snow that much, I like Colorado Springs and Colorado, those very nice places. San Francisco's nice, but very fucking wild, and probably Australia.
Mm. Next is from Dale M. Fortunio, and the subject is In Search of Logic. Salutations, gang. Was just listening to a review from Dynamite last week, and you discussed the Blackpool Combat Club having their door locked while Moxley and MJF were getting beaten up by the Hathaway's Island of Misfit Boys. You've talked about how Tony and Jared always wanted an explanation why camera's somewhere, and how the cameraman is always a figure that isn't imaginary as opposed to WWE's way of producing backstage segments. If this is what Tony Khan believes in, then why wouldn't the cameraman just unlock the door to help protect the wrestlers he works with? Bonus question. Was Scott Norton ever messed with by anyone, and how would anyone ever be that dumb? Yeah, why would the camera just unlock the... Well, first of all, it was chain locked. And there's a lock on the chain, so they couldn't... They would need, like, bolt cutters to have cut the door open, actually, on that segment. So, but nobody ever messed with Scott Norton. Of course not. Any comment, Conan? It's kind of a dumb question. That was a dumb question.
Yeah.
Next is George Para, and the subject is mailbag. George from Las Vegas here. Conan, watch a Pentagon match in Triple Mania sound like the ring announcers could be heard through the arena, not just on our television. If that's the case, how's the atmosphere for the fans here in live commentary? Also, how does it affect the wrestlers in the sense that they can't hear the fans as good and also hearing the announcers views on the match?
Bro, that's not my call. I'm against all of that. You know, the live commentary drives me crazy. Plus, you can't have international announcing while somebody's talking at the same time. So that drives me crazy. It's not my call. And bringing the American guys in, not bringing them in, was not my call. And I think it was a dumb decision. And I think now the company knows it. And hopefully it won't happen again.
Next is from Mike Durbin.
You know, Mike was at, he asked me the
Conan,
other day.
I said the next is from Mike Durbin.
He asked me the other day. He said, hey, where's my mailbag question last week? I said, you were suspended. He said, those suspensions are real? I said, yeah, they are.
Yeah. No, okay. Subject, Conan is a great good friend. Hi, Legends. Conan, I've always known it, but you proved to the entire K100 universe last week that you were a spectacular friend to have in this thing we call life. During the sports segment, you told Glenn that you sometimes root for teams just because Glenn does. I was deeply moved by that sentiment. Disco, how does it feel to go through life with such a caring, loyal friend like Charles? It must be wonderful. Not to shore up the topic, but I have a great suggestion for future ham job of the week. How about a two hot dogs and two beers?
Suspend this guy.
Yeah, that's a suggestion. Mike Durbin, the K100 NWO Hard Times front row correspondent, coming up in 2 weeks. We'll unsuspend him 2 weeks from now so we can get the correspondence report from the NWO Hard Times show.
Yeah, so he can get us more drops.
Yeah. Boy, it's great to have a friend like Conan who's going to root for my teams with me. Yes, that's great.
Wonderful.
What a great question. Next is from Anthony Hunt. Subject is collecting receipts on Disco. K100 crew. Greetings, crew. A little off-topic question. Will Disco admit he was wrong about the Eagles? All seems to be proven that we were the best. Hurts has improved in every possible way. Dallas under Prescott is inconsistent. Admitted, Disco, you're wrong about the Eagles and Hurts. And the sports world, Philly is shining right now. About now, take care. That's from Anthony Hunt. I've got a future bet on the Eagles over 9.5 wins. So maybe I didn't have them winning the division. Yeah, I was wrong. You know, they are one of the best teams in the league, so I was wrong about that. But I didn't think they would be one of the best teams in the league.
I actually have Hurts right now as MVP.
Yeah, interesting.
Speaking of Philly sports, I mean, by the time this airs, we'll have a different perspective on it. In the World Series, what are your guys' take on it as of now? Do you have a favorite picked? Or?
I don't know. It's going game by game.
Once the Padres lost, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care. Next is from Jared Avion. The subject is LA Knight's future. Hey, K100 fam. Hope everything's doing well. It's funny how Mr. Gil Brunetti, a.k.a. Sully, previously said something to the effect that WWE's not do long-term story arcs, but yet, wait a second, did I say that?
No.
No. But the Dom Judgment Day began sometime in June and he ends up joining the Judgment Day in September. Funny that.
No, you said, okay, you said WWE does long-term stories and that AEW does not, is what you said.
Yeah, so let's suspend him for misinformation.
I already wrote his name down.
All right. Anyway, just wanted to ask about LA Knight. Do you see him as a future main event star for WWE? I think he's a special performer with a huge amount of charisma and star quality. What does the crew think? Do you think he'll end up being a huge star in the company in spite of his age? He's 40 this year. I certainly hope so. Thank you, all the best, Jared Avia. Yeah, I'm a big fan. We're huge fans of LA Knight. He's got a good. He can. I'm looking for him to see an angle with somebody because he cuts good promos. You know, so I'd like to see him cut a promo on somebody. We'll see how that goes. Next is from Josh Doan. This is two this week, right?
Josh
Let's
Doan.
Suspend him. Yeah, we're gonna suspend him.
Let me make sure. I don't think so, but
I think he did. Yeah, no, he's got two this week. If this is the second one, suspend him.
Okay.
On a recent podcast, Conan said the WWE doesn't have any African American as part of creative. That's shocking in these times. It's under the impression that MVP, Devon Dudley, Ryan Ward, Ryder, Jason Jordan, and Hurricane Helms, we all know he's a black man trapped in a pink skin's body, all have been put into WWE's current creative product. Thanks for your time. That's from Josh. Is Ryan Ward?
Yeah.
Okay, he's black.
I just looked it up. Ryan Ward, yeah, he's a black guy, and he's the VP of creative writing at WWE, actually. So there's something.
So, Conan, will you retract your comment that they don't have any African Americans as part of creative?
Nah.
You're not going to create. Because you were spouting disinformation.
What is MVP doing creatively? He's not a writer.
I would bet that they probably have an Hispanic writer too.
So gee, they got one black writer and they got one Hispanic writer for a population of 12 and 17%. That's not plenty.
Next is from Aaron Valverde, and the subject is San Antonio. Hey, K100 gang, what's up with Valverde here in San Antonio, Texas? What's up, Valverde here in San Antonio, Texas? So I've always been into learning about the wrestling history in my city. San Antonio isn't only the home of the Alamo, it's home to the bar where one alcohol-filled night Vince McMahon took the Road Warriors finisher. So that leads me to my question. Do you guys have any good party stories or wrestling stories that took place in San Antonio? Thanks on keeping it 100. No. I always thought San Antonio was boring. Because there weren't any good strip clubs there. There weren't any like good bars. It was like a family town. So we didn't really...
Anytime I was in San Antonio, I actually drove to Mexico, which was like an hour and a half away.
The next one's from SCSA, and the subject is no concussion symptoms. This is for Glenn and no one else. For someone that says he has no symptoms from a previous concussion, he says, perfect example and stuff in everything every other sentence. Get yourself some allergy meds. The sniffling sounds great on a podcast. I miss Conan boiling eggs while doing a podcast. Thanks, Patreon member and stuff and everything. Perfect example, Eddie Gonzalez. How was that concussion symptoms? That's not the
maybe he's saying because you repeated a lot or something.
That's not a concussion symptom. Concussion symptoms are like headaches, not stuff like that. Yeah, let's suspend that guy. What's
already,
his name again?
Already written down. Eddie Gonzalez.
Eddie Gonzalez. Next is from Fernando Tapia, and the subject is paranormal experiences. Hey, K100 Cruise, it's the Halloween season. I thought I'd ask you a few questions. First being, have both you and Disco ever experienced any paranormal things at any arena or hotel during your career? In Arena Mexico, janitors have told stories of hearing sounds as if wrestlers were in the ring, only for the building to be empty. My next question is more specifically to Conan. The Latin American witchcraft or brujeria in Spanish is an open secret with cartels using dark saints such as the Santa Muerte to give them protection. My question is, has there ever been a luchador who is known to use witchcraft in order to advance their career, or has anyone ever found evidence of witchcraft in the locker room? That's an interesting question.
I was going to say, it's interesting.
Go ahead with that.
Santeria is very big in Latin American countries, including Mexico, and you'll see a lot of people that they subscribe to white magic. I've never seen anybody do like black magic stuff, but I'm sure curses have been set because they believe in that in Mexico. You know, like they really believe in that. Yeah.
What is white magic?
You'll see them where like especially a lot of them will. Santeria basically comes from Cuba, which comes from Africa. Haiti, all that, and you'll see them wearing like beads,
mm-hmm.
and they're different colored beads, and they go through these religious things. It's very big in Mexico. It is.
What does white magic entail? Is that like protection, spells, things like that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Next is from Ryan Bendick. Subject is favorite opponent. Hey guys, who's your favorite guy to wrestle, and who's in your opinion the best guy you've ever wrestled? Thanks. Favorite guy to wrestle was Alex. And the best guy I wrestled was Eddie by far.
Hmm.
How about you, Conan?
Favorites were guys like Disco, Ray, Psychosis, you know, Eddie. You know, those are favorite guys I wrestle with.
Interesting.
All right, so that's been the mailbag.